So we want to preach today is the spirit of the gospel, the spirit of the commandments, the perfection of the commandments, because our Lord said, I have come not to suppress or to modify, but to perfect the law, to be perfected. So what does mean Christian perfection or Christian justice, which is the same? Justice stands for holiness, sanctity. This consists basically in the dispositions of the soul who wants to be taken by God by faith, hope, and charity, and be transformed by sanctifying grace. Exactly what this is holiness about. The desire which God enkindles in the soul through His grace, His love, His gifts, the Holy Ghost, especially through the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we may be transformed into Him. No? It's the reason why we receive Holy Communion, that we may be transformed into Christ, like to be, become like Christ. So our Lord is saying that we must do better than the Pharisees and the scribes. Why? Because the Pharisees were just looking for the letter of the law, to follow rubrics externally, human precepts, the appearances, basically. It's what we call formalism, when someone just wants to appear good before the others, or to appear be a great Catholic, to appear to be very generous, without having as a source the interior dispositions, you know. It's what we call a pharisaical spirit. Basically, people who just fulfill the letter of the law are self-seeking, in vanity, in pride, looking for social approval. So our Lord, in order to teach this principle of perfection, we have to come from our will, our soul, seeking after holiness, after perfection. So our Lord placed the example of the fifth commandment, okay? He's telling us how far has to go our fidelity in the fifth commandment so as not to commit a sin, mortal or venial sin. So the first degree of sins against the fifth commandment is to be angry without reason. Okay. That happened to us quite often, no? Injustice or something who goes against the order of things, something unusual, we have the tendency, any one of us, to become angry suddenly. No reason, because God is on control and temptations and injustices is normal to happen every day. And God wants us to practice patience in those moments. So if we become angry just like that, we just should keep our soul peaceful, not to speak, not to correct in that moment, not to teach in that moment, even if we are angry, because we will not be able to do it well, with charity, with patience, with peace, with joy. So it's better to be silent in that moment. Because if we speak, we will be just doing it imprudently, at least imprudently. Because we will not do it avoiding the excess of the raising the voice, the kindness, the politeness. We will not be able to do it that way if we are angry. Except if it's for a good reason. Eh? Remember, our Lord used anger to throw away the sellers in the temple who were selling coins and animals. Could be a good reason to use anger, especially to correct or to shut up someone who is scandalizing someone, and doesn't want to stop, yet we have to use anger. It's good. It's good sometimes. No? Especially those who are in charge of applying justice. For example, the parents must apply justice to their children. The priest sometimes has to apply justice and to correct. Or the judges, in the state. The second degree of sins, which is higher, it's a bigger sin, against the fifth commandment, is despising by words, by attitude, by gestures even. When we become angry, suddenly we manifest our anger by our face, our hands, even our words. No, we despise that moment. We don't want that to happen again. So we are moved exteriorly against that situation or that person. Maybe it's a sin. Also, it's a great higher degree because we manifest that anger exteriorly. So raka, our Lord mentioned the word raka in this second level of sins. Is the equivalent of saying empty head. Sometimes you are a person of empty head. Basically, you are not intelligent. You are not very intelligent. That will be the second degree of sins against the fifth commandment. Or you are a little bit ignorant. That will be the same, a sin, sinful. You saw, it's just to tell you how far has to arrive. We must arrive to the merciful and pardon people and to be patient with people. And the third degree of sins our Lord mentioned in the Gospel of today is insulting. Impious, to say impious, or to say you are dumb, or you are not my friend anymore, or this kind of things, is it the third degree? Could easily become a mortal sin. Easily. To tell someone, I want you dead, that is a mortal sin. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Or to say, I want you in hell, something like that, is horrible. It's mortal sin. No? And there are many equivalent words in English. So we have to be very careful about that. And our Lord doesn't mention just these three kinds of sins against the fifth commandment. There are more kinds of sins, but the point of our Lord is to stress the point that we have to look after perfection. Not to be happy with venial sins. People say that. If I don't have mortal sins, I am okay. No, sorry, no, of course not. No, no, no. You don't aim to purgatory. You don't aim to just to avoid mortal sin. No, but to avoid any sin at all. In fact, this is the problem of the crisis of the church. This is the root of the problem in the crisis, because people and priests, many people, priests even, when they have a question of faith, of fidelity to the precepts of our law and tradition, they despise many things, like modesty, like allowing other modernist belief to be incorporated into their lives, into the liturgy, into the sacramental practices. It's that mentality of saying, it's not mortal, it's not very serious. I just allow this in my house. This spirit is what is killing. Killing tradition, killing the fervent attitude of Catholics. And even is what is killing the spirit of fight. When we say, it's okay. They say a pious lie. People speak like lying in a small matter. They say, it's a pious lie. No. There is no pious line. It's just it's slapping my neighbor and God on the face. Yes? It's the root of the problem. Lukewarmness in some levels. Our Lord, He says, I will throw out of my mouth the lukewarm. We cannot accept and marry and be compromising with venial sins. We cannot compromise with those things. And there are many venial sins which we accept. For example, at home, to have the TV is no anymore an option. It's a sign of lukewarmness to have the TV set at home. It's not justifiable anymore. No. Sorry. No. Or to have the cell phone and social media without reasons of duty of state, just to be there long periods of time. No. It's a sign of constant lukewarmness. Willingly doing those things, no? And also the modesty and other things like that. People accept in their daily life things which are lukewarmness, basically. And our Lord said, if you start despising little things, you will fall in greater things. No? So the crisis of the church is not just like that happened. No. Happened, the crisis of the church happened because the infidelity by degrees, more and more, greater degrees of infidelity. For example, our Lord says, do not dialogue with the serpent, no, with the devil. If you have a temptation or something which is foreign to Christ's will, you immediately dismiss it. You fight it back immediately. You don't wait, you don't dialogue, you don't see by curiosity. Oh, let me, it's interesting, I feel strong, I am a good Catholic, so let me see how is this about. No. That's the reason why, for example, the church forbade Catholics to read books from the index. Nobody was allowed, not even priests were allowed to read those books in the index of forbidden books. If a priest wanted to read a book in the index, he would have to ask permission from the bishop. And the laymen, not at all, they don't give permission to the laymen to read those books. And remember, a book was put in the index only if it had only one word, ambiguous or with tendency to heresy, that was forbidden, that book. So this is precisely to avoid lukewarmness or dangers of a little bit of poison in what we read, what we see, what we speak. That is the spirit of the church, perfection. So this is why our Lord doesn't want us even to be angry without reason. To arrive to that degree of virtue that something happened against me that they will slap me on the face and I will be peacefully telling to my enemy, okay, I will offer to you the other cheek, slap me in the other side, you know, peacefully. I think we have not yet arrived to that degree. We can try to see if you have arrived, you know. I think I would like to try to slap you on the face to see what is your reaction. I think it will be a good practice to see how virtuous you are. I think it would be a good thing to do, I think. Maybe we can do something like that. But it's exactly what our Lord is preaching. Perfection. To ban this love for sinful and lukewarm behavior. He says, our Lord, unless your justice is better or greater than that of the Pharisees, you shall not enter into heaven. So does not suffice to fulfill the letter of the law. It's not enough to be saved, no? You have to, that fulfillment of the commandment has to come from your heart, for your love for our Lord, your love for your neighbor. Yes? I sacrifice myself. I don't answer back to that offense. I suffer that temptation out of love for our Lord. Not because I have to. I have to do this. I have to come to Mass. I have to pray the rosary. No. If you do that, you will not have enough grace to be saved. No. It has to come from the bottom of your heart. Let's pray the rosary. Exciting. Yes, let's do it. You do it kneeling and in silence with a great fervor and in the best with the best strength and all of the best of us. Like that. That's the spirit. Don't leave the rosary for the end of the day. We are tired. Okay. More or less. And yes, but I'm distracted. I don't like. No. Impossible. Impossible to get, win graces, enough graces to, with that attitude. Huh? So, because God will not accept our offering, our prayers, if we have this attitude. Even if we have resentments, even if our neighbor has something against us, because we held a grudge, that would be enough for our Lord. He says, our Lord says, no, today, don't offer to me nothing at Mass and your prayer. No. First, go to ask pardon to your neighbor. And after you come back and offer to me your prayers, your requests, you know, your offering. At that degree, eh? You see how the Christ of the Church is about fidelity? This is the proof. This is why, you know, we are in the resistance. We are resisting whatever error, whatever lukewarmness, whatever compromise. Not because we are better, no. It's because we want this grace, enough grace to be safe, basically. We have been preaching about the last years. If we don't go to the SSPX, it's because this lukewarm attitude of compromising, which is growing increasingly more and more, is causing people just to look for the letter of the law, which is to go to Mass, to win a confession every week and communion, without changing in the hearts. Because the priests are compromising. So they say, okay, I also will compromise. So I will just go to for communion, my confession. I don't have to change. Because I feel safe if every week I will have my sacraments. You see the problem? This lukewarm attitude of infidelity is spread around. Yes. Tell me who are your friends. I will tell you who you are. If you are among lukewarm people, lukewarm priests, you will become like them. Believe me. It's a great reason why we are isolated from the Roman new religion. It's because we want to be safe. We want to receive enough graces. We want to keep our faithfulness in questions of faith because our Lord promised to help us if we are faithful to Him. This is the gospel of today. Unless your justice is better than that of the Pharisees, you shall not enter. You shall not be safe, basically. By the way, people is asking me, Father, but the SSPX is going to be excommunicated. They are going to receive a... They have done a great profession of faith. So we answer that deeds speak louder than words. So, someone like the SSPX who in the last at least 13 years who have been stepping upon the faith and sacramental and doctrinal things in a very serious manner, we cannot trust that those people who have been trampling under the foot, those sacred realities, just by a professional faith. We have to wait that they will show by their deeds. They are really in a different disposition, of course. We do it the whole time. Even in monasteries, we are forbidden by canon law to give the habit as a religious to a man who has been less than 2 years of conversion. So the Church wants us to see for 2 years that these people who converted is really practicing the faith. Praying, practicing, the gospel, the precepts, the commandments in a regular way. Going to Mass, praying the rosary. We have to wait 2 years before a convert can be received into a monastery, formally. It is the same with the SSPX. Have to wait, I will say, 2 years. If really they are following the professional faith. Because that professional faith that they published 24th of June contradicts their actions. So basically this Profession of Faith condemns the same SSPS who made this Profession of Faith. By the deeds that they have been doing last years. Yes? But remember, the main reason why we are isolating ourselves from the SSPX and alike societies of priests is because this lukewarmness, infidelity, in a regular basis. Especially in great matters like the faith, but in other matters also. They don't care about many things. And people become relapsing and lapse and lukewarm. So that means that our liturgical piety is fruitless without this fraternal charity against our neighbor. And this difficulty to pardon comes from pride. I have to say it. Because the Pharisaical spirit places himself as a judge of everybody. It's bad to feel oneself as elite. That we are the elite, or we are special, or we are better than the others. It's very, very bad, that spirit, no? Because these positions we must have every moment is humility, compassion, patience. Basically, what Cardinal P says. Cardinal P says, real Catholics must be intolerant in questions of faith, because we believe. Means faith, because unite us with God directly and give us access to all the treasures of God and graces. We must be intolerant in order to be pleasing God and receiving those graces. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God, St. Paul. So, in questions of faith, we are intolerant, completely intolerant. We don't negotiate, we don't compromise, we are not lukewarm. But, Cardinal P said, but in questions of charity, we are always tolerant. In fact, it's the work of mercy of bearing with patience the wrongdoings of our neighbor. So in questions of charity, we always tolerate even injustice. Even to be despoiled or being taken away or being robbed or being left alone without goods, without inheritance, yes, we accept it. For charity's sake, to put example to the others. So basically, we have to act with the 14 works of mercy every moment towards our neighbor. So, for example, imagine that my enemy comes to me. I say, okay, what do you want? I want to speak about faith. Okay, I have to be intolerant. But if my enemy says, no, I want to ask you a few coins because I am hungry. Okay, of course I've helped you. You are hungry. Oh, what do you need now? I am sick, so please come to visit me. Nobody is visiting me. I need consolation. If my enemy doesn't matter, I will go to console you. It's one of the works of mercy, no? Oh, I am in prison. Nobody is visiting me. I will visit you. Even you are my enemy. Doesn't matter. Pray for me, of course I will pray for you. It's one of the 14 works of mercy, no? To pray, to help, to feed, to quench the thirst, to visit the sick, to visit the prison. We have to do it, those things towards anyone. So Cardinal P says, we are intolerant in questions of faith, because we believe that we are tolerant and charitable always with anyone, any moment, because it's Christ in that person. This is the gospel of today. My brother is offending me, doesn't matter. I pardon him, even if he's unjust. This is the reason why these matrimonies, real Catholic matrimonies, can last until the end. Because they have to be forgiving each other the whole time for the love of Christ. Bearing each other with patience like our Lord on the cross. This is extremely important. So I will finish you with this. Cardinal P says that those who are not Catholic or those who are other religions, they do the opposite. Other religions or compromising traditionalists or Catholics of the Novus Ordo, not all, but of course the great majority, they do the opposite. They are tolerant in questions of faith. They accept any kind of ideology and religion and teachings, modernist, liberalist. It's okay. You know, to be together, no? So they are tolerant in questions of doctrine and faith, and they are intolerant in questions of charity. You are not from our group, go away. No, we don't receive you. Hey, you are resistant, no, forget it. You don't have sacraments. You don't have, we don't visit you. You are not my friend. Go away. This is completely off track on charity law. We are supposed to be helping and praying and hearing and being available for anyone, any moment. Many priests are like that. No, you are not from my group. Sorry, I don't help you. Go away. Oh, what is going on here? What is going on here? So those who have, this is the mark of the Catholics. Intolerant in questions of faith, but tolerant always in questions of charity. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.